testing. Now let me just do a kind of a time running, a sound check. If I speak at this level, the meeting is called to order. The time is about, the meeting is called to order, and it's now almost 10:40. Almost 10:40. Would the secretary call the roll?
The secretary is prepared to.
Okay. Maybe while he's waiting, I'd like to make an opening statement, if I could, very, very quickly. Members of the board, at the end of this meeting, the question we're going to need to ask ourselves is, did we successfully create the infrastructure that the board needs to move ahead? We've had two meetings, and they have included both positive and negative aspects. But the negative is that we have not created the infrastructure of the committees that this board needs to be functioning appropriately. So I'm going to ask every board member to keep in mind that at the end of the meeting, the question that we're going to ask ourselves is, did we successfully create a system of committees, some mandated, and some derived from the bylaws, our committees, did we successfully create the infrastructure that we need to move ahead? And that will be the fundamental question we will need to ask ourselves at the end of this meeting. And I'm hoping that we will answer that yes, we did create that infrastructure we need so badly. Would the secretary call the roll?
Grace Herron?
Here.
Dave Nielsen?
Here.
Sarah O'Meara? Maria Almurdian?
Here.
Marie Gary? Jim DiGenio?
Oh, no.
Niall O'Donnell? Israel Cure?
Here.
I thought that was wrong. Boyer? Bill Gallego?
Here.
Eva Georgia? Shannon Bluff?
Here.
Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jerry Goodman here. Jan Helen?
Here.
Sonali Kohatkar? Alan Minsky? Ed Pearl? Margaret Prescott? Leslie Radford? Julie Rodriguez? Madeline Schwab? Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Donna Warren?
You.
Harrison Wild?
Here.
John White?
No.
The president is here. Okay, we have a quorum, so we can move forward. A couple other preliminary remarks before we go to approval of the agenda. I have noted that the last two meetings, the attempt to set next meeting has been done in a very chaotic atmosphere. I'm going to insist now that we keep order until the formal motion to adjourn is made, seconded, and passed. We will never try to set a follow-up meeting in the atmosphere which occurred at least twice, including Cal State members. So I'm going to ask the board to remain seated. If there is chaos, then the chair will not conduct business, and that is a problem we have, and I appreciate the cooperation there. Secondly, I think we need an official vote counter. At the last meeting, several of us were standing up and trying to vote. I'm asking if there's a volunteer. Okay, good. Vice Chair Maria will count the votes officially where others can count, and she will announce the official vote counts later. Any motions that are made, I would appreciate it if you could write them out. Obviously, you may make them orally, but then immediately write out the exact wording of the motion and give it to the chair, and they will end up in the hands of the secretary. That means that your wording will be the wording that's repeated if there are motions. The other point I wanted to make is, and this is to see if we can reach agreement on the time limit for LSB speakers. The chair is going to recommend that unless there is an extension, that LSB members also limit their remarks to a minute and a half. And then if someone is making a full report and needs extra time, I think there could be a unanimous agreement very quickly that person would get others. But unless it's noted, 1.5 minutes per Board Speaker. Is there any objection to that, sir? A special rule for today? Okay, there's a suggestion from James, would it be 2 minutes? Any objection to James' recommendation that we limit board members to 2 minutes unless there's an extension? Yes.
I'm going to put it to a vote one way or the other. Take a minute and pass the vote to the table. Generally, we've got an hour, over an hour and a half.
I guess this is a general report from here on.
No, I'm not going to put this to the
table.
Okay. No, this is just for today. I thought we could test this.
That's fine.
But for today, without objection, then it's a minute and a half. The next item is agenda approval. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
On that same line, I just want to have you do it here, but I want to make a motion.
Okay. There's a suggestion that we also limit the number of speakers on any issue unless the body decides otherwise. So, unless there, okay, the chair will recognize you.
That's limited by the time. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
That's fine.
The point of information.
When she says agenda one,
Which general line?
Comments on post-it or originally.
Now, is that all we're discussing? No, let me explain what we're discussing. Okay.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay, let me explain. Let me explain the agenda that I believe, the agenda that Chernev is referring to. Agenda that Chernev is referring to is, correct me if I'm wrong, Chernev, call to order 10:30, 10:35 formation of committees, 11:30 IPC, PC background, Clark and Inkin and others, then 11:45 public comment from IPC electees. Then at 12:15, public comment, and then at 12:45, IPC-PC discussion, and then at 1:15, public comment, and then at 1:30, adjournment. Now, is that the one you're referring to? That's the one, the adjournment. And that is going to now be identified by the chair as agenda number one, just for purposes of this.
Thank you.
none of the agendas that we're considering deals with the Secretary.
But are we going to ignore the vote that we took at the last meeting?
We're going to just look at the three agendas before us, and possibly at the next meeting, the issue of Secretary and Treasurer can come up. But it is not, in my judgment, in order to alter the three that we're now looking at.
That's your ruling
that's my ruling at this time, that we should not have agenda items that were not close to
The draft agenda is not provided by the certain motions. Given what's happened, you can be quite correct. We found that agenda, we will not be able to appreciate that. Other agendas breaking down each of the items, they are not questions that we didn't think about agenda A. It's simply a lot harder to discussion so that we can conduct our business. In the event that there is not agreement on any of these motions that come before us, we will not and we will vote to take over the program. But we can get this agenda done, and we can get it done effectively if the individual at the time allotted for individual motion is agreed to by the board initially. If it is not, it requires 2/3 of our debate, and we will not complete the agenda. Therefore, I'd like to make a substitute motion that we adopt draft agenda B. And draft agenda 2. Proposed agenda 2.
Okay, there is a substitute motion now.
I have a second. Who seconded it? Okay,
All right, now, just for clarity here, the original motion was to accept agenda A. The substitute motion, which has been seconded, is to accept agenda 2. That would be the second one on this page. All right, the question is called for. On the substitute. No, they cannot. Here's what you would be voting on at this point. The question has been called on the substitute motion of David Adelson to use agenda 2. One moment. Oh, clarification, go ahead.
Does that mean that I needed to make a motion that I can see first and I need to share? Okay.
Okay, in one moment, we're going to have to handle this. The vote we're going to take right now is whether to cut off the debate on the substitute motion to accept 2. We are not voting to accept agenda item 2. We're actually voting whether to cut off debate on that vote. Those in favor of cutting off debate, raise your hand. You're voting to accept agenda item 2. If you vote no,
if you vote yes, you are voting that we will substitute that, and we will then we will have a vote on that. So if you vote yes now, it means that the question being considered will come up and go be in favor of draft agenda 2.
Well, that's exactly what I was trying to say. In other words, I don't know how we differentiate here, but if you vote yes, you are voting for, that is to say, you're favoring agenda item 2.
You're favoring the fact of the question.
No, we already did.
I think we've already done the question here.
No, we're going to vote on agenda item 2.
As a replacement to the name of
the
Well, that's exactly what I said. You know, I'm hoping we do not, excuse me, I'm hoping we don't get bogged down in fine points of procedure here. All right. It is not out of order at all, Ed. What passed was the vote on the call of the question. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Thank you. favor of the substitute motion by Eagleton. There's a point of information.
Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead. Sure.
Could someone indicate what the difference is between these two?
Raise your hands.
One, two, three. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Well, it's possible that he carries, we know that. Those opposed?
0, 18, 0, 0.
Okay, let's go. Now, the question has been called. We have a vote. The question has been passed, so let's go to a vote. All those in favor of accepting Agenda A, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, opposed?
Opposed? 1.
Now let's go to
Did
people bring copies of the agenda? Okay, we have copies. Well, we have copies in our books.
I'm just going
to read it over. The agenda that has just been passed is at 10:30.
John, I have a point of clarification. There is some confusion about the time.
Okay, let me
pass it around.
Okay. The times that are listed here obviously are not germane at this time because it is now after 11. But the amounts of times are germane. So I think what we have to do, because we got started late, is to begin with formation of committees, which is the first agenda item approved of by the body. And it has been allotted 55 minutes. So the clock is now ticking. The chair now goes to agenda item 1, formation of committees.
Do we have time, keeper?
Again, we have a timer. David Abelson is going to do the timing. Chair recognizes Donna, and then Israel, and then Terry. Donna.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to form a committee. I pass out the sheets of paper to each LSD member. I will read the motion. Whereas Lee Hill envisions, envisions better radio programs for listener sponsors, and whereas the local station board is charged with the oversight of local governance and the development of the station to ensure those better programs, and whereas the committee derived by bylaws will enable the LSD to carry out its duties, and whereas the bylaws require two LSD delegates be assigned as members of each advisory committee, and whereas participation by individuals known as listed sponsors possess concerns and experience in areas of oversight to ensure best practices, therefore be it resolved that in the election of interim committee for finance, management, evaluation and review, programming oversight, outreach, and committee of inclusion be headed by a member of the LSB, and that these committees meet, review letters of intent from listener sponsors wishing to serve on said committee, and present a strategic plan to the chair to report back to the LSB at the next meeting regarding the results and progress of these interim committees, and therefore be it resolved that these said interim committees involve into permanent committees with an LSD member as chair or co-chair to work on the business of KPFK to effect attainment of stated goals of each said committee, and therefore be it resolved that the KPFK volunteer coordinator, at the instruction of the general manager, assist with the outreach of listener delegates to create a pool of applicants for service on these said committees.
Okay, I will have to say that the motion was seconded by Maria Armutian, so this motion is on the table. Now we're open for discussion. The chair recognizes David Davidson.
The committees are not advisory committees, as my understanding. They're not advisory committees. The bylaws describe advisory committees in certain composition to advise. advise the board on issues, but these are committees of the board to conduct the board's work. This is a completely different matter. And so I would...
Does the gentleman want to make a few amendments?
I would request that the portions of this are related to advisory be withdrawn, and that... I don't know how to do that. But the motion, my understanding is the motion is not to be said by the chair, the maker of the motion can amend the motion before proceeding. I mean, before we actually do it without the need for substitution. All
right, to facilitate this, the maker of the motion and the individual, Maria, who seconded it, do you want to respond to the concepts of David around these not being advisory but actually empowering committees?
I'm asking the board member if he wants to make an amendment to the motion. And what would he substitute in for advisory?
That would be in order. We're in discussion of the main motion, so a substitute would be in order. And then let's do things that way. Okay, let's put down Bill on the staff, Dr. David. Others over here.
One moment.
I just want to reassure members of the board that they will get an opportunity to discuss this before a vote. Harrison and Sherman. Just for clarity, so that we know what we're going to be discussing, does the member want to make a substitute?
I would like to make a substitute to the motion where we strike the word advisory, and we also strike the sections about the involvement of listeners that we form the committee and have the LSD committees come to the board meeting at the next meeting with a proposal about the construction. So that we're just going to assign the members from this body to those committees, and at the next meeting deal with the administrative issues. So I'm asking that we strike the term advisory and we substitute, therefore be involved, resolve that the election of committees, strike it from for finance management, evaluation, review, program oversight, outreach, and committee inclusion, and strike the rest of the of that paragraph, and strike the next paragraph after it, and the paragraph. Okay, basically, after the word in the first, therefore, be it resolved, I would like to separate, to remove everything after the term committee of inclusion. And I just want to point out that the committee of inclusion is a standing committee of the National Board, not the local board.
Okay, just for clarity, David, are you saying the last two paragraphs of Donna's motion, which began with therefore, it would be struck as well? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
All right, just so that there's absolute clarity here, the substitute motion by David eliminates everything. Let's number these. They start whereas, and then therefore. In therefore, everything after committees of inclusion is struck, and the last two paragraphs are struck. Now, we're going to... Did you take out interim? Okay, interim and advisory would be struck. Would you put that on the stack here? All right, let's go to the speakers. Now we're addressing the amendment. We're addressing... Well, they're the same. A substitute motion actually amends the main motion. That's right. In fact, we haven't had a second to David Abelson. Is there a second? Okay, so it's been moved. The amendment has been moved and seconded, and now we're addressing only the Abelson amendment. And let's call the Bill Gallegos.
I have a question about the character of these committees. I don't understand the distinction of advisory and non-advisory. Aren't all the recommendations committees have to come to this board, or any findings have to come to this board for ultimate approval or disapproval? So in that sense, that's not a committee's
function. I don't know, you know, the semantic term is advisory or not advisory, but as I understand it, no committee can just go off on their own and start making decisions.
No. That is true. Actually, however, some committees are highly empowered to do specific things.
Right.
For instance, management evaluation. But an advisory committee, a community advisory committee would advise.
Right. So even if a management evaluation committee, because of confidentiality issues, can only set up certain procedures and policies, the actual discussion of management evaluation by this body, that has to be an executive session.
I have a point of clarification.
Because it's not empowered in the sense that they can make decisions about it that we don't have to approve, right?
Point of clarification?
Okay. Yeah, the lab controls the final... I'm going to go to the stack and we'll come back to that.
I have a point of clarification.
Okay, go ahead. All right, Sheriff.
In Robert's Rules, the standing committee is one that's derived from the bylaws. These committees are derived from the bylaws.
That is right.
And are therefore standing committees of the LSB, which means they're responsible to and come back to the LSB.
Right. That is true. We're going to go to the stack and put David Gableson on the stack. He wants me. Next on the stack, please.
Me?
Israel.
Yeah, I think David made an important distinction, clarification between advisory, and we need to make more distinctions, probably more than one, between LSB committees, between committees of the National Board. We need to make a number of distinctions. The basic point I want to make now is I think to save ourselves time and not to feel we're being jammed with something, we can make it clear, in my opinion, that we're simply setting up the initial process for LSB committees. The initial process. We're not putting it in concrete. It is not finalized. It is open to change, amendment, additions to participation. That's my view, anyhow. If we see it this way and agree, we can save a lot of time, initiate the process. If we're trying to crush off the entire committee, even these few committees, we're going to be here a long, long time, as James said, and we're not going to do it well. So I want to, in my clarification, make sense to people that we're really doing an initial setup process, not finalized, not complete, not without subject to change, amendment, or addition. If that's correct, if someone disagrees with that, I'd like to hear it now.
Yes, all right. Let's go to Jim. However, it doesn't exist because the LSB has not established such a committee. We're trying to do that now.
Okay, but they're going to have a meeting today.
That does not necessarily dictate what we do, just because you downloaded that. Do you have any other points to make, Jim?
In section 10, clearly the bylaws do allow advisory committees. So what is your objection to have the terminology between standing and advisory, and is it a substantive difference? And I'd like to know what it
is. He's on the stack.
Any other comment, Jim?
No.
All right. Who is next? Sure.
I just want to know where that limit is, as to what Israel said. I'm all for that. This is not what it's shown, but how do we decide to do it?
Okay, let me ask the chair just say this. We are trying to establish committees for the LSP that will allow us to do our work. So anything that, I don't think anyone at this table opposes the establishment of LSB committees, and I think Israel is trying to point out to us that we're not trying to cross every T and dot every I. What we're trying to do, and what we've had trouble doing in past meetings, is to establish infrastructure.
The call question.
All right, one moment. That shuts up everyone who doesn't care. So we will keep our eye on the prize. We are not trying to describe exactly what these committees will do. It will not actually define exactly, and later it's even the composition. We're trying to develop what every lab, what every LSD in the nation, all five LSDs, are moving forward to establish infrastructure that they can use to refer things to committee and have them forward. So Israel has made a very concrete contribution. All right, now.
So before you call the question, I'm going to try to say why I want to describe the Bible.
Let me go to the not in order of questions we call.
Okay, the question. Oh, excuse me. Okay, the question has been called for. Are you withdrawing? Are you withdrawing? Okay, the second. The second. Okay, so let's go to the stack now. The question can be called at any time, but this question has been withdrawn. Next, Sherna, you have the floor.
Yeah, there are two issues. The in this wording, interim, I think, really deals with the point that Israel made. So I oppose Dave's substitute motion. Second, the issue of getting assistance in order to do outreach to listener delegates is critical. Everyone in these committees should involve listeners, not the listeners that sit here, but the larger listening community. So they substitute motion to me is totally unacceptable.
Okay, Harrison.
I want to be absolutely clear when we vote for these motions that these committees are not taking the power that belongs properly to this board. I do not think that that is at all clear. I think that when we call them advisory committees, I think we're making the point that the final decision rests with this board. I think by changing this wording, we are in danger of delegating to the committees authority that properly belongs to the entire body. And so I'm going to oppose this, and I'm going to vociferously try to make sure that we are clear that these committees are going to be advisory, and we are not, for example, going to delegate to any committee the power to initiate the process to fire the general manager or to overstep its authority to oversee the process by which programming decisions are made.
I just want to clarify that the motion, the substitute motion, and the main motion does not deal with the power of committees, but only the establishment of this point. All right, on the stack. Okay, let's see. All right. Oh, Fernando, please.
Fernando Velasquez.
Yes, I have to tell you guys, I referred to him on air as Fernando Valenzuela, and I'm not a big baseball star, but thousands of listeners call too.
Correct.
Fernando has the floor.
I internally heard about concerns about these specific motions, particularly in the wording of the men of the across the floor said already, if the bylaws allowed for advisory committee, why the obsession about eliminating the word advisory? I'm very concerned. I'd like to have a clarification because I oppose to it, because since the bylaws allow for both, why should we look also choosing and picking about not using advisory?
All right. Ed.
Not necessarily, but I'm listening to what everybody is saying, and I think that the original motion as it was read to set up committees, not to have anything fixed in stone, but to get us started so that we won't have a fifth meeting when we don't have committees. We're not getting anything done. I would like the chair, I would like someone to call the question on day, I'll call the question on day's motion, and let's get back to my motion and vote on it and move ahead.
I call the question.
All right, the question has been called for. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. The question on Dave Adelson's amendment has been called. We are not voting on Dave Adelson's amendment. We're simply voting on whether to end debate. The question has been called for. Those in favor of ending debate on David Adelson's amendment, raise your hand. those approvals.
Public participant, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Marie. And incidentally, Leslie, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing people to my right. Leslie is on the staff now. Marie.
I think we're making the same mistakes we have made in all two meetings. I came here for specific to forming a committee, and we have been going round and round about it. Anyway, in the bylaws, if we look on page 26 of 49, and there's a clear definition of committee and advisory committee. And if everyone should go back and read this on your own, again, I am here for committees. I was elected to work in the community to build a better radio station. Not to sit in meetings back and forth and vote for stuff that is not relative and dramatic.
Okay, I think those are very constructive comments. Thank you very much. Who's it? David. Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, anything this body does, this body can always change. There's no such thing as writing it in stone. So that's everything. Is responsive to the board's future amending and changing always. Okay. Second point is there is a clause in the bylaws about the existence of advisory committees and their composition. That is different than a committee of this board that may be charged, for example, from time to time with executive powers that we want to charge it with. Eventually, it will come to a point where, and hopefully by the next meeting, where the agenda will be the committee reports, and every motion will come through the committee. There will be committee reports, there will be new business, and there will be old business. These committees are committees of the LSD, as distinct from advisory committees, which may do any number of things to advise the board. These things are things that are committed, some bodies of this body to get work done, and to which actual authority may be delegated when the board decides to do it explicitly and not before. So when you're voting, if you vote for this motion, what you're voting for is saying, these are the sub-bodies of this body which bring motions to this body to get that work done, as distinct from the definition of advisory committees in the bylaws.
Thank you. And I believe next it's Jane and then Leslie.
Okay, here's my question. I understand David saying that it's not in stone, and I think Israel's comment is good. However, my problem is exactly what isn't written in stone. Are we able to change it? What concerns me is the number of people who are allowed onto the committees, whether the listeners are allowed onto the committees, how that is voted, is it voted, is it selected, how the chairs and the conveners are chosen. This is what concerns me. Advisory has been pretty well cleared up by David Sherma and Israel, so I think we're at peace with that. But I want to know exactly what it is that is not written in stone.
Yes, all of what you said, and I think that you need to refer to the motion, because when you vote, you'll only be voting on the motion. And next is Leslie.
What I see is forming here, if I'm reading this correctly, are empowered committees of two delegates with no listener members who get to determine how that committee is made up in the next month. That's what I see in front of us. I don't think that's what the listeners want.
And next on the...
Oh, and by the way, the two members are assigned, not elected.
Jan.
The way I read this is that the motion as amended is to just get us started, to start the formation of the meeting, start the formation of the committees. The bylaws talk about members being on the committees. This does not exclude members being on the committees. It just starts the committees rolling, and then the committee, the two LSB members who are on the committee will work in whatever ways to carry out the bylaws, which include listener sponsors. We don't have to rewrite the bylaws in this motion. And One thing, just to make this point, is that this body is a policy-making body, and we can't tell the volunteer coordinator to do anything, nor can we actually tell the GM to do anything. So with regard to the last paragraph, we can't instruct any of those people to do anything. We can, hopefully, they will cooperate. We can say, hopefully, they will do this, but we can't tell them to. My concept here is that if I'm in favor of this motion, to just vote yes, we establish these committees, the committees go forward, they look at the bylaws, they meet, they do come back with a plan to the LSB, and I think that's enough. I don't think we have to tell them to come back with a plan. That's part of what the bylaws say. And I would like to move the question.
There's the move of the question has not been seconded, so I'll take just a quick point of information.
Okay. What do you mean by a sign? Why
do
you say that?
Before
you say,
be assigned
a member of the
environment. I probably should have said voted or elected or something like that.
Or
volunteer.
Volunteer. In other words, chosen or identified.
Yeah.
However that happens. All right, now the question has been called, but I don't think it was seconded. It's been moved and seconded that the question on David Abelson's substitute amendment be called. We are not voting on the amendment. We're voting on closing debate. Those in favor of calling the question? Let me be very clear. At this time, because the question has been called and seconded, we are voting only on whether to close debate and go to a vote on the Abelson amendment. We're not voting on the amendment. We're just, do you want to close debate and vote on the amendment? Those in favor of calling the question, raise your hand. Closing debate. Those
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 4.
Against. Opposed.
1, 2, 3.
Abstain.
We're not doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the question has been called. Now, just so there's clarity on what we're now voting on, we're voting on David's amendment, which in the paragraph which begins, therefore be it resolved, everything would be struck after committees of inclusion, and the last two paragraphs would be struck. Yes, it does not include anything about the composition. Okay, now, is this a point of information? Okay, Ed.
Does this mean that committees could be formed without being headed by a local station board member?
If
my motion passes, it is silent on the issue of their duties and of their composition, so an additional motion would have to come to deal with those issues.
Okay, please, Leslie.
Do you accept Donna's understanding of the word sign?
Yes, absolutely. That's in the bylaws.
That's not the PNB. The LSB can do it any way they want.
Not true. There's a clause at the end of the thing that says that we're not specifying the question.
And just to make sure that Jens, anyone who asks the volunteer coordinator, we're not going to direct that person, but we're going to respectfully request that they cooperate with us, Jens. Okay, now, the question has been called. Debate is closed. Those in favor of David Abelson's amendment, raise your hand. Those opposed. All right, the amendment fails.
Wait, no,
excuse me, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Very high, please. One, two.
Abstentions? Well, I wasn't going to. If everyone agrees, I do not have to call it. I won't. That will save 30 seconds over a period of 1 year. Okay. Now, I'm going to make sure we understand that we are now back to Donna Warren's main motion. Now, is this... Okay. Let's go to any further discussion. Ed. The question's been called for.
I have one question.
Excuse me. Is there a second to the call of the question? Madeline seconds that. That closes debate if indeed we voted to do so. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, so we're still open on discussion around the main motion, and we're going to do a stack, and I'm going to call on people. There's a point of order. Yeah, but there's a stack established on the amendment.
Yeah, what's the stack established?
Oh, okay. Okay. No wonder you. All right. What we're going to do is establish a stack of comments on the main motion. Do we have the...
The old stack went into the stack on the name.
Okay. Also, Terry and David.
Anybody else on staff?
Okay, the chair is just going to arbitrarily rule that we start with someone who was on the old staff, I think, the only member of that staff. Let's start with Israel and Terry. Are they on the staff? But yes, he is. Yes, he was. Okay, let's go this way. Let's begin with Terry and then to Israel, and we'll go on this stack over the main motion. Terry has the floor.
Okay, I'm offering a substitute motion to the main motion, which accomplishes basically the same thing and is mostly what was distributed over email before the meeting. It is distinct in... allowing from it sets up from $2 to $5 OSB members on each of the committees, and that's the primary distinction. It also establishes the structure committee. I've simplified what I distributed so that no additional motions for creation of committees are required by adding a final option I. And so I'll read the motion, and I don't think we need to debate if people have read what was distributed. We could just vote it up or down. Whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the I thought you'd already read it. Whereas Article 7, Section 3 of the Pacifica Bylaws assigns specific duties and responsibilities to the local station board. And whereas efficient governance requires the creation of committees corresponding to these responsibilities. Resolved, A, that 5 standing committees of the LSB shall be immediately established. B, that each such standing committee shall initially include between 2 and 5 LSB members. C, that if more than 5 LSB members express a willingness and desire to serve on a committee, then the initial membership of that committee shall be determined by STB election. D, that the convener of each committee for the purpose of calling a first meeting shall be the member receiving the most votes. E, that in the event that committee seats are filled without a vote, or in the event of a tie, the LSB presiding officer shall select the convener. F, that each committee shall select its own chair and decide upon a regular meeting schedule. G, that each committee shall meet and develop an initial list of issues for its consideration and report this progress at the next regular LSB meeting. H, that the names of these committees shall be as follows. 1, Finance Committee. 2, Management Evaluation and Review Committee. 3, Programming Oversight Committee. 4, Outreach Committee. 5, Structure Committee. I, and that the duties of each committee shall include to perform such tasks as the LSD may assign and to report and recommend to the LSD as circumstances require.
The amendment has been moved and seconded. The chair wants clarification on just a couple points so that everyone is clear. The amendment includes a structure committee, sometimes called a committee of committees. That would be added because Donna's main motion does not include that. And then, is there any other committee that you are calling for establishing that Donna's motion does not?
There needs to be a committee of inclusion.
1 moment.
Yeah, the National Committee of Inclusion would be a separate motion.
And so, okay, and so the committee of inclusion included in Donna's motion, you are suggesting would be handled under national committee discussion.
Correct.
Okay. And it's been moved and seconded. I just want some clarification. Now, because it's been moved and seconded, this amendment by Terry, we will go to discussion over that amendment that affects the main motion. And we'll continue with the staff, and then we'll add to the staff. Jane Howard has the floor.
Okay, in both cases, my only concern is this, the limit of members of the LSB and listeners group be elected, selected. I want, in my estimation, the only way to do this democratically is with volunteers and not be limited.
The substitute motion has up to 5 LSB members. Clearly, we're going to ask LSB members what committees they want to serve on.
But done. And then says if they want more, then the committee should be determined by the STD elections. I'm saying no, it should be allowed as it is. Whoever wants to be on it should be allowed to be on it.
Okay, next on the staff. Israel.
Once again, I would hope we're just setting up an initial process today. We're not trying to dot every I and cross every T. So we'll be here until late into the night. The idea of having committees, we all agree on, I believe. Details have to be worked out. The thing is, the initial process, it's important that we distinguish between people who are voting members of a committee and those who attend and participate but may not vote. If we're going to have it that anybody who shows up at a meeting, I'm jumping ahead a bit, can vote, we're in for some problems unless we're allowing a lot of adequate advance notice and broadcast on the air and so on and so forth. In short, there needs to be a committee process where we know who the core committee is that's going to be voting on matters and recommending things to the board. And at the same time, it must be open to anybody and everybody, not just listeners who come to meetings, but anybody. So, once again, we're losing the details we can't go into today, but it's important to understand that we're just setting up an initial process that doesn't foreclose participation as voting members or as participants otherwise in later meetings. That's crucial to understand that. We need to detail that process later. We're just doing the initial part today.
Thank you.
Important procedures,
Tom? Bill has the floor. He passes. Next. Niall. Passes. Next. Donna.
Again, I like to agree with Israel. I think we need to set this up. I don't really have an objection to Terry's motion, except I think the Committee of Inclusion should be also at the local level so that we can get this in. And other than that, 2 to 5 LSD members, that's fine. And I would like to say at this time that, you know, if voting and elected and all that kind of stuff, that's fine too. The main point is let's set up these committees. And I understand that, you know, we all have our own idea. I don't know, you guys are linguists or what are you? You know that you want to change every little word. The basic thing is let's set up these committees and please. Let's do it today.
The question has been called for. It's been moved and seconded that we call the question.
Keep in mind that we are not voting on Terry's amendment. We're just closing debate and then going to a vote, if you wish. Those in favor of the question, calling a question, signify by raising your hands.
1, 2, 3,
oh,
raise your hand
lightly. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Anywhere.
No.
13, on yes, calling question. Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, that it carries. Therefore, we're going to Terry's amendment now, and we'll go directly to a vote. Is there any member who needs any point of clarification?
Yes.
Jane. Okay, let me just clarify as chair. Robert's Rules of Order clearly allows any member of the body to call the question. And then, when the question is voted on, it is the two-thirds majority of the body that dictates whether or not we go to a vote. So if Leslie is opposing the use of Robert's Rules of Order to carry on our business, she should make it clear, I am only following the structures of Robert's Rules of Order. We now are going to a vote on the main motion, and the only thing, you're out of order. You're out of order. What is it?